Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. 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 Bless the name. Bless the name. Your name is holy. Your name is righteous. Oh, glory be to the living God. There is none like you in all the earth. Glory be to God. You sit high. You look low. You're everywhere. At the same time, you see everything. All power is in your hands. Oh, glory be to the living God. You are God, and you are God alone. And there is nothing too hard for you to do. Oh, glory be. Hallelujah to the living God. Father God, as we come on this morning, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father God. And we say thank you for your blood. Thank you for forgiving us and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for restoration power. Thank you for new mercies that embrace us on this morning. Oh, glory. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love, oh God. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for sanctification. Lord, we say thank you for a host of angels encamped around about us. We say thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our chief intercessor. Thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the body of Christ, for the power of your word, the word of your power. Oh, Lord, thank you for an open heaven. Thank you for favor. Oh, Lord, we want to say thank you. Father, we come this morning with an attitude of gratitude. We come this morning to decree and to declare that if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? But Father, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the everlasting arms. For we know that without faith, it is impossible to please you. Lord, Lord, thank you for your faithfulness to us throughout all generations. Thank you for looking beyond our faults, supplying our needs. Oh God, oh God, oh God, we come this morning to declare that this is a day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is worthy and worthy to be praised. And this is what we do. Thank you for the life word, Jesus, a kingdom ministry. Father God, working in this part of the vineyard for almost 11 years. Oh God, thank you for the fortitude that we can keep on going even when things get tough and things get rough. Father God, we want to say thank you, God. Thank you for Founders Week. I thank you for ordaining it in Jesus' name. Thank you for those who have already come to speak a word in due season. Oh, God, our Pastor Dorsey, thank you for this woman of God. Our Pastor Bradford, thank you for this woman of God. And now today, God, hallelujah, your prophetess, Sandy, positioned in her God-ordained office. Oh, God, with her mind made up, sold out for the kingdom. We want to say thank you for God, hallelujah, that your anointing will fall afresh. Oh, God, hallelujah, that the fire of God will fall down. Oh, glory be to God. And we say thank you, God, for your word cometh to change, to sustain, to help us to make it. Oh, Lord, but we realize that 99 and a half just won't do. Thank you for helping us to make 100 as we glorify you. We bind every spirit, Father God, of distractions this morning. Any spirit that will come to interfere, any spirit that will come to interrupt, we ask you to cancel every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. Hallelujah. And this is our heritage. Hallelujah. Because we belong to you. Hallelujah. And it is your good pleasure to see your children prosper. We say thank you, God. So, Father God, we commit to, hallelujah, this service into your hands. We commit our lives into your, commit our destiny into your hands. Oh, God, we commit everything into your hands because we know that your hands are big enough. Hallelujah. And your will is wide enough, Father, to handle it. We say thank you and we bless you even right now. Now, God, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever, 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 and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you. And to you too, welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we rejoice in this another day that the Lord has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. I am Dr. Alfreda, amen, the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I am your kingdom host, amen, on this morning, and we want to welcome especially all of our first-timers to our fellowship service. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served every morning at this time for the last 10 years. Glory be to God. In about 9 months. Amen. The breakfast, a breakfast is served for champions. It's a breakfast for champions. And the Lord prepares a feast before us, even in the presence of our enemies. Amen. So enjoy the breakfast. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. All right. We pray that everybody is excited on this beautiful day that the Lord has brought us. I want to thank God that I experienced a very lovely birthday on yesterday. I want to say thank you for all of you. Amen. All of the well wishes, amen, all of the beautiful cards and all of the beautiful gifts, amen, that I received on yesterday. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Amen. The prayers, amen, hallelujah. Thank you so much. Amen, hallelujah. And to God be all of the glory and all of the honor. All right, all right. The Lord has ordained Founders Week. Founders Week. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Who is, hallelujah, our founder? Hallelujah. Well, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, looking unto Jesus. Hallelujah, the founder, hallelujah, the author, the founder, hallelujah, and the finisher of our faith. My God, my God, my God, Founders Week, we're celebrating Jesus, amen, hallelujah. Who we celebrating? Who's the founder? Jesus, hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dr. Alfreda just happened to be the pastor, just happened to be the apostle here. Glory be to God. I'm just a servant leader in the fivefold ministry. Hallelujah. I didn't find nothing. I want to thank God that God found me. Glory be to God. I want to thank God that I found him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want to get to the nitty and the gritty. We're going to tell you who the founder is. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because even after Pastor Bradford go to heaven, amen, hallelujah, there's still some founding to be found. Hey, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. And his name is Jesus. We want to say everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know. I'm glad I know. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. We are in for a treat on this morning. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for this powerful young lady. Amen. Hallelujah. Coming to us this morning. Amen. To give us what thus saith the Lord for this season. Amen. Hallelujah. I have known this lady for quite a while. We go back a few years. I can't start. Don't start me to count. You know, don't start me to count. Hey, a couple of my children didn't even know how old I was yesterday. Glory be to God. I said, wait a minute now. Before I tell a lie, I said, all right, let me put down the year I was born. All right, so I put down, I know the year I was born. And I said, okay, what year is this? Okay. And I did the subtraction. I had to subtract. Okay, so this is how old I am. I look, look, I got to keep track of how old I am. Because I don't feel my age, however that's supposed to be. All right, I don't even know what that's supposed to feel like. Hallelujah. I knew I done escaped death, amen, about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. I know I feel young, and I know I got the joy of the Lord in my heart, in my spirit. So I don't even know what the word old means. Amen. So I don't even know nothing about no number. So I'm not going to tell you how long I've known her. I'm just going to tell you it's been a long time. All right, how about that? Amen. Glory be to God. She is a woman of God. She is a woman of God. She loves the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. She is the co-founder of ICN Network. Glory be to God. ICN Network, they're the media engineers, amen, behind our video and our media streaming. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for them. Amen. She is the wife of Pastor Charles Amafio, and she is a mother. She, not only that, she is a gospel recording artist. Y'all have heard some of her songs I played here. Matter of fact, I played one on Sunday when I played Destiny. Yeah, huh? That was her and her twin sister. Hey, hey, hey. Woo, make you want to shout. Remember that anointing fall. Amen. She is a gospel recording artist. And check this out. She is currently working on a children's book. Now, you know, everybody loves children's books. Them children, if any book gonna sell, it's going to be a children's book. Glory be to God. I think children's book is up in the ranks. Amen. I think the Bible is the number one book. Amen. But after the Bible, I think the children book category falls right the next in line. So we want to thank God for that. Every Tuesday and every Thursday morning at this same time, 6 a.m., amen, in the mornings, you will find her praying and interceding. Now, this woman here is a prayer warrior. Woo, my God, you haven't heard anybody pray, amen, until prophetess, amen, the prophetess opens her mouth, amen, hallelujah, on her prayer line, and her prayer line is Lifeline Ministries International. My God. Hallelujah. We want to introduce to some and present to others our prophetess, Sonia Amafio. Amen. And she is a prophetess. Some people prophesy, some people prophesy. When prophetess Sonia give you a prophecy, baby, pack your bags. Pack your bags and prepare. Amen. In Jesus' name, my good friend. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Servant of the most living God. Amen. When we was putting things together, we didn't have really have her title right. I said, let me get our titles right. And I said, how you want me to introduce you, sister? And she was so humble. She said, look, I'm just a servant. Amen. In the body of Christ. I said, okay, we respect that. But come on now. We still want to give honor to whom honor is due. Prophetess Sonia Amafio, let us receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. Amen. As I introduce to some and present to others. Amen. God bless you, prophetess. Amen. Are you there?
I'm here. Praise the Lord, Pastor Frieda. Wow, you set the bar so high. I gotta build myself up to meet up to that introduction. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Truly, it's a blessing and an honor to be able to serve this morning. As you stated so lovely, it's time for breakfast, and I'm so excited because I know I'm hungry, and I believe and I hope that you all are hungry as well because you showed up. And so, as she stated, I'm not going to take much time in the introduction, but we've been knowing each other for a long time, and all of our kids are pretty much grown, you know. And so I thank God for friendships and friendships that can remain no matter what season we go through and how long there may be a span or a gap between the relationship. When you connect again, you never lose momentum. And she, Pastor Frieda, is one of those people who I've always looked up to. She may not know this. I call her my big sister because I've always admired who she is as not only just a woman of God, but as a woman. I've known her to be a business entrepreneurial woman who had the mind to succeed and to achieve, and she always sparked me to become better. And so I thank God for her and how he has, you know, reconnected us and how we're working together for the sake of the Lord. We did it in the secular side, as far as real estate and things like that, but how we're connected now in the kingdom and doing things in the spirit together. I simply love it, and I thank God for you, your ministry. And all the people that are here today, we honor you, we celebrate you, and we're ready to get started in the Word of God. So if we can go forth in prayer, I'm ready if you are. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, for your spirit. We thank you for this time you've given us to come before your presence. Lord God, we just come humbly, just thanking you for this day, for this time, this moment that you've given us to seek your face. We repent of everything, God, anything that would hinder the move in this presence of your spirit today, God. We're asking you to breathe upon us, oh God, to breathe upon this line, God, in the name of Jesus. Courage, deliver, set free. Send forth the word, God. Let it fall on good ground. Let it accomplish all that you sent it to. Oh, God, we pray right now, God, that you open up our ears to hear your voice today. Oh, God, that you would open up our hearts to receive. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. And so I just want to do a little bit of a song, just a little bit of a song, just to set the atmosphere, amen, this morning. So if it don't come out good, pray for me, amen. but the song says, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord my Father. There is no shadow of turning within. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. This is the part I really want to get to. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning, thy morning. New mercies I see. And all I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for you this morning. So as we're going to come to you today, we're going to talk about a topic called faithful. So I want to go into the word of the Lord, and we're going to look at Matthew 25. We're going to start right there, and it reads, his Lord said unto him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Amen. Thou hast been faithful over few things. And I want to make thee ruler over many. That's one of the scriptures we're going to look at. And I want to talk about that just for a brief moment. I want you to understand something today. You have to be committed to the cause. As I looked up the definition, according to Google, faithful is described as one who remains loyal. Whatever the journey is, they're loyal. They're steadfast throughout. Amen. So being faithful is being committed to the cause. Remaining faithful to your principles. And if you remain faithful to your principles, it will cover all the areas in your life, whether it's in marriage or whether it's in your job or how you even serve. Are you serving faithfully, being committed to the cause, understanding what you're called to do? So one of the things that I realize is that a lot of times people are not committed to the cause because, one, they don't even know who they are themselves. So how can you be committed to a cause for someone else when you don't even know yourself? So how about this? As we learn who we are in God, and we learn who God has called us to be, that we have been, you know, created by God, we're joint heirs, we're the royalty of God, we understand all of those things, and we will walk in the character of God, which will represent faithfulness. Why? Because when we understand that God himself is faithful, so if we're to be like him, then we're to walk in the faithfulness of God. Being committed to the cause. You believe that God is committed to us? Yes, he is. He's committed to us. He never leaves nor forsakes us. He's there. Another thing, I looked at it and I gave my definition of it. I said, okay, faithful is someone who's reliable, trustworthy. You can relax around the person that's faithful. For my ministry, I'm sure Pastor Bradford can relate to this. When she has people who are help serving alongside her in ministry and they're faithful, when they show up, you can relax because you know they can carry it away. You don't have to carry things by yourself because they're committed. They're going to show up. If you don't even know if they're going to be there, you know that they're going to show up. You don't know who else is going to be there. You know that the faithful people will be consistent. So there is an ingredient in faithfulness. It's called consistency. Amen. If you are consistent, then you will be labeled or even considered as part of your reputation to be a faithful person. Person is faithful in marriage. They're not cheating. They're not having extramarital affairs. Why? Because they're committed to the cause. They understand who they are. They understand what they have, and therefore they will not violate what they're committed to. So it's based on your commitment. So I looked at it in the spirit. Are we committed to the cause, to the work that God has given us to do? So I looked at it this way. Person full of faith or faith filled. So you have to believe. We started talking about that too. Believing in yourself, knowing who you are. So we serve a faithful God who's there to able to keep us faithful. Amen. Even when we keep strong. So we rely on his strength to be consistent. I want to look at Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Amen. Let's look at a couple more verses on there real quick. So we're going to keep reading. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that these things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So we understand that faith is important in this process. We have to believe. Things that are not even yet appear, we have to believe and trust God that it's going to come to pass. So I'm committed to the cause of being faithful and being full of faith. I know who I am, and then I believe, and let's look at Hebrews 11 and 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So you may ask me, what faith has to do with this? Everything, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So as we are pleasing God, we understand that he is requiring us to be faithful, to be committed, to have faith, to believe, and we will receive. But we first, as it says in verse 6, we must believe that he come first. We're going to come to him. If you're going to actually take the time to get in his presence, if you're going to come to him, he that comes to him, to God, must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we understand that as we are seeking the face of God, are we seeking him faithfully or are we seeking him sporadically? I seek the face of God. How do I hear from God? How do I understand what he wants from me? How can I walk in his purpose? And the will of God is I have to understand who he is. And as I seek him, I learn him more. And as we seek him, guess what? We learn ourselves. He will reveal to us who we are, whether we're inconsistent, whether we're slowful or lackadaisical. He will reveal to us just where we are. And if people can even rely on us, are we reliable? Are we trustworthy? He will reveal these as we what? Seek him. Hallelujah. You must believe that even a person that's considered to be faithful, that when you show up, things are going to change. The atmosphere is going to change. Because why? You're bringing that consistency, that ingredient of consistency with you when you show up. You can make a difference when you're consistent. Come on. You need to say that I can make a difference when I'm consistent. Because it's all about my commitment. Are you committed to the cause? Do you understand that faithfulness is a seed? Yes. So when you sow a seed of faithfulness, being committed, you're going to reap it because you will reap what you sow. So as you understand this, as I sow faithfulness into a ministry and I serve under a ministry, amen, I'm committed. You can rely on me. You can call me and I will be there on time, not late. The job can rely on you. You can get promotions through commitment, through faith. Alfreda's been doing this for a while, but she has been committed to the cause. Sure, there was times that she felt like giving up. But then Philippians 4:13 showed up and said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And I can speak of my belief. I can. It's something inside of me. That's my faith talking. I know I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. There may be times when things may come and try to shake me or make me want to give up, even on the prayer line. Sometimes you may look at how many people show up. You can't never look at that. You got to know what you're called to, your commitment. I'm committed to God first and foremost. So because of my commitment to God, my servitude to God. That's what makes me get up every Tuesday and Thursday in the morning to pray and to intercede on behalf of the people. It doesn't matter who shows up. Sure, we love to have people. We love to have faithful people. And trust me, every time they show up, I'm excited. I'm celebrating. But if they don't show up, if it's just me, if it's just my husband, guess what? I'm committed to the call. So it's not based on who's there, y'all. It's not based on who shows up, who doesn't. You got to do what God has called you to do. Amen. It's about the consistency. For anyone that knows anything about baking or cooking, there's a certain consistency in ingredients that you have to put together to make the product. So as part of being a child of God, there has to be a consistency in order for you to walk the way God wants you to walk. Can anybody call you faithful today? Can they rely on you? Are you trustworthy? Can they trust you that you're going to say you're going to do what you say you're going to do? Can your husband or your wife trust you to be faithful, to remain faithful? And the thing about it, this is a race that we're in. The only way you can win is you got to start. You have to start. You have to start to do something. What is that thing that God has called you to do? We started with the scripture. We'll hear him say, well done. Normally you hear the scripture in the end when someone passes on and gets promoted in the kingdom. He said, you know, well done. We're going to hear him say, well done, right? But even now we're in this journey. And we're preparing. We're doing things now to get ready for what's coming next. How are you serving? Are you inconsistent? Are you unreliable? Are you a man, a woman of your word? Do you walk in the spirit of integrity? You've got to be faithful over the few if you want to see to make you ruler over many. Amen. So don't despise not small beginnings. Be consistent to even the little things, the little things. You know, we like to tell people just say, I tell a little white lie. No, there's no little lie, big lie. A lie is a lie. And all lies will have their part. No, that's what the word says. Don't get mad at me. But it's no measurement on that, okay? But if you be consistent over the few, he will make you ruler over the many. You will see the fruit of your labor. Are you a seed of faithfulness? Can somebody say, you know what? Prophetess is faithful. Pastor is faithful. Pastor Charles is faithful. Can they say that about you? What are they saying about you? Who do they say you are? The anointing is one thing, but the character that goes with it is a whole nother thing. But it's about being faithful. You have to have a good character and be faithful in it. You can't be inconsistent. One minute you're good, and next minute you're bad. Be consistent. Let the ingredients of consistency be faithful. Amen. Amen. So we're going to read that last verse again, and I'm done. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many. Amen. Are you faithful today? The harvest is plentiful. The labor is a few. There's so many things that need to be done in the kingdom. Come on. Look, we're dealing in the midst of a pandemic, dealing with in the midst of a political uproar and all kind of things happening in our government. There is praying time. Are you consistent in prayer? If you're going to pray, you've got to believe. If you're going to pray, you've got to believe that when you pray, God hears you. He says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Amen. So let's pray. Let's seek the face of God. Let's be obedient to the cause and be committed to what he's given us to do. Thank you so much, Pastor Alfredo, for this opportunity.
And to God be all praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen. The Lord has been sharing, amen, the same word with us over the last couple of weeks. Amen. Faithful to the cause, consistent. Amen. Committed to the cause. Amen. Are you committed? Amen. To the work that God has given us to do, because this is how we're going to receive our rewards. Amen. Based on, amen, our obedience, our faithfulness. Amen, to what the Lord has given us to do. Amen. We want to thank God. Faithfulness is a seed, thanks. Faithfulness is a seed, as the prophetess said. Amen. Hallelujah. The question this morning, amen, is can you make a difference? Hallelujah. in your consistency. Amen. And that's the statement. That's the declaration. Put it on your walls. Amen. Put it in your phone. I can make a difference when I am consistent. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. And the word of God will not return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. The word is the word is the word. If you can't say amen, say ouch. Amen, hallelujah. Lord, help me to be consistent, steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. And so we thank God for you, sister. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on and give us a, take another minute and give us some announcements. Let us know what's going on in your ministry, in your part of the vineyard, anything on a business level, anything you'd like to share with our listening audience on this morning. Amen. Please feel free to make any announcements.
Oh, well, first, I just want to thank God again for you and your ministry, and I want to acknowledge a few people that I didn't do it in the beginning, so I definitely want to take this time to do that now. First, again, I want to acknowledge my husband, Pastor Charles, who's been a blessing to my life. I thank God for him. We actually are coming up to our second-year anniversary coming on the 5th of October. Amen. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. God has a way of putting you together with the person that he knows that will help you go to your next level. So I thank God for that. On tomorrow, based on announcements, my husband will be speaking for you, if I'm not mistaken. So we want to make sure, you know that the other half will be speaking tomorrow. So stay tuned. I'm sure she's going to say more about it, but I just wanted to make that announcement. And also on October the 2nd, I serve on different organizations, and this is another organization that I'm a part of. CAPS, Concerned Advocate Parent Services, is a nonprofit organization that my mother started for individuals with disabilities, and it started with my brother, who is intellectually challenged. So she's having a fundraiser, a sidewalk sale, and we're inviting all of you to come over, and the proceeds will go towards, and they do a lot, we do a lot, shall I say, during the holidays. We give out Thanksgiving baskets and toys for the children, but we definitely would love support on October the 2nd. The address is 129 West Sheltenham Avenue, right on the sidewalk, so you don't have to go far to show up, and you'll be able to help that nonprofit. Also, again, as she stated earlier, I'm on the Lifeline prayer line. If you would like to join us, if you're not, no other commitments, I'm not trying to take you from Pastor Alfreda's prayer line, but if you are available and you are able to, we pray every Tuesday morning and Thursday morning at 6 a.m. And that phone number is 718-585-3039. And I just want you to know that we are here for you, ICN Network. If you need any videography, if you need any streaming, we are the media tool for you. We would be more than happy to help you. And I'm excited, Pastor Alfreda, about another thing that my husband and I are launching. We're about to have our grand opening for our newest baby, which is Emerge Inc. Emerge Inc. is called, it's a combination of emergency and printing. So it's your 911 emergency printer. You know how you need those last-minute printing needs? Well, we're here to service you, and we're able to give you your products very quickly for your T-shirts and your screen printing and all those things. So I would love to tell you more about it. I can give you a number that you can contact. You can call ICN. That number is 718-245-6602. And we'll be able to give you more information and be able to help you for any of your future printing needs. Well, that's all I have at this moment. So thank you all. My mother is probably on, and Lifeline, thank you all that were able to join and follow us today. We thank you so much. We love you, and we appreciate your faithfulness. That's all.
Amen and amen, amen. And we appreciate your faithfulness, my sister. Amen. Amen. For additional information, thanks at number 718-245-6602. Amen. And we blessed be the name of Jesus. And that address, amen, was 129 West Sheltenham Avenue on October the 2nd. And you didn't give us the time for
You know, I didn't know about that. It's going to start at 10 a.m. I'm sorry about that.
10 a.m. Okay. All right. Bless the Lord.
Now, trust me, we have a lot of nice vendors that will be out there. We have plenty of vendors. So you have things for your household, personal, whatever you need. Come on out. We look forward to seeing you.
Amen. Amen. All right, all right, all right. We have been listening to Prophetess Sonya Amafio. Amen. And we want to thank God for this woman of God. And we want to thank God for the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That has come forth. Amen. And so we thank God. God will honor his word above his name. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right. We want to be a blessing to all of our lovely speakers. Amen. At the conclusion of our Founders Week, amen, this week, amen. We want to be a blessing to them, amen, as they, amen, have been a blessing to us, amen, in Jesus' name. All right, in form of announcements, yes, she is right. Now, tomorrow is Thursday. Tomorrow at 6 a.m., my beloved mother, Pastor Evelyn H. Westfield, glory be to God, will be with us, amen, at 6 a.m. in the morning. I love this woman of God. Amen. She's made a lot of sacrifices for me. She just treated me with royalty on my birthday yesterday, like she always treats me with royalty. Amen. And she did something yesterday that just really made me know how special I was to her. I mean, I always knew I was special to my mother, but it's just a lovely relationship. She will be with us on 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Amen. And then for our prayer summit, 7:30 tomorrow night, amen, our Pastor Charles Amafio will be there. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Bringing us a word on miracles, on finances and family. Amen. And that's at 7:30 on Zoom. Amen. Tonight at 7:30, amen, our Bishop Charles Williams will be there opening us up with a word on healing. Amen. Because it is God's desire for us to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. Amen. And so we want to thank God. Hallelujah. Then on Friday morning, our elder Darnell Ramson, amen, we'll be here with us. Amen. Hallelujah. And then on Saturday, wrapping it up, amen, with our minister, Joanne Thurman. And then on Sunday, yours truly. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are going to have our Sunday service on Zoom. We're going to be on Zoom, have a nice little program that the Lord has put together. Amen. And so we are excited. We are excited. Why? Because faithfulness has its benefits. Faithfulness has its benefits if you can just hang in there long enough. Too many of God's people quit. They quit. They can't say I made it. they can't say I made it. Glory be. But if you can hang in there long enough, baby, hallelujah. Faithfulness. The Bible says a faithful man, a faithful woman shall abound with blessings. And let me tell you, God is not a man and God is not a liar. All right, saints, amen. Glory be to God. If you haven't done so, please see if you can put in at least a minimum of 3 hours of fasting time, amen, for our prayer summit at 7:30. Amen. We're praying on the topic of healing. Come on now. Glory be to God. Some bodies need to be healed. Come on, somebody. Psyche is messed up. the relationships messed up. The money messed up. Glory be to God. He said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal the land. God said, I'll heal. I'm the healer. I am the Lord God that healeth thee. See? So God said, I'll resurrect some dead things. I'll bring about a resurrection. See? And so we're coming together in a spirit of unity. 7:30, 6 o'clock. We will not be, no Bible study tonight. No Bible study at 8 because we're going to be in prayer. Amen. We're going to be in prayer. Amen. If you lost the number I gave you,
call the prayer line. I'll put it on the voicemail. You can call me and get all the information. I'll put it on the recording. Amen. Set your clock, 7:30. Come on, don't be Johnny come lately. The prophetess said about that, glory be to God, because showing up always late, always got all these excuses. Come on, y'all, it's time to straighten up. Excuses be gone. Anything that's important to you, anything that where there's a will, there's a way. If something that's important to you, baby, you ain't going to be late. You're going to be early. What I do, I put all my appointments on my phone, and my alarm goes off 1 hour before, half an hour before. It goes off. That's how I remember, because we all got stuff to do. If it's important to you, then put it on your clock. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. We want to thank God for the word. Father God, we want to say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. Father God, you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you, Father God. You are a rewarder of those who are consistent. Father God, you said a faithful man, a faithful woman shall abound with blessing. Father God, we just walk in, Father God, into the deeper blessings and the deeper things of God from faith to faith and from glory to glory. So we thank you for this word, Father God, of encouragement today, Father God. Help us to remain faithful. Help us not to be bamboozled, hoodwinked, led amok, led astray, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, help us not to make any detours. But Father God, just to keep on going. Sometimes we're crying. Sometimes, Father God, we're fighting through. But if we got to fight, just help us to fight a good fight. Just help us to anoint us to make it good. Glory be to God. You said it's a good fight of faith, Father. Fight the good fight of faith. And sometimes we got to fight our way through. That's the truth. If we don't fight our way through, Father God, it's over. It's over. It would have been over. But we say thank you, Father God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Bless the prophetess this morning. Father God, you see this woman of God. You see her agenda. You see everything that she has on her plate, how she juggles all of that, Father God. You see her wedding anniversary coming up on next week. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless, Father God, bless her projects with the book, bless her projects, Father God, with the music, bless all of her projects, her ministry, Father God, that it might abound, that it might abound, that it might abound, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, Father God, in Jesus' name. Meet us today, Father God, hallelujah, as we pray. At 12 o'clock today, and then back tonight at 7:30. Anoint the bishop, Bishop Williams, as he come, Father God. And we're just believing you that the fire is going to fall. Fire on conference. Fire on conference. The fiery conference. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Because there's no time and distance in the spirit. And we don't have to be in the same physical room, because the truth of the matter is we are in the same physical room, because there's only one body. There's only one body of Christ. So we are together. Help us to realize that we are the church. Help us to get out of all this religiosity, Father God. Hallelujah. That's separating us from you and from the truth of the gospel, from the power of the gospel. And we say thank you, and we bless you even right now for everything. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. And no weapon formed against us will prosper. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. Thank you again, prophetess. Amafio, we love you. We appreciate you. We bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. And everybody under the sound of my voice, have a most glorious, victorious, powerhouse day. Amen. In Jesus' name, my pleasure. Amen. To be in your service as I serve the Lord, I serve you. And as I serve you, I serve the Lord. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, signing out. Love you, love
you. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. If God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful,
faithful
is our God.
Faithful is our God.
Come on, all over the world.
Faithful.
Say faithful.
Faithful,
faithful,
faithful
is our God.
Is our God.
Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful,
faithful
is our God.
Is our God.
Yes, He is. Come on, say
faithful.
Faithful.
Faithful
is our God.
I'm reaping the harvest.
Take back what the devil stole from me. And I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Yes, I rejoice today.